This is another episode of the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. Here's your hosts, Ryan Stearns and Johnny Keys.
All right.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Tim just said, like, let's keep it clean on his episode. Welcome back to the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. It is your boys. It is Ryan Stearns and Dr. Love Beats in the studio. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Ryan Christopher Stearns. Glad to be in the studio. Super excited about the artists and guests on the show today.
We're going to have, you know, we're kind of on the fence here. So we're going to kind of do a dual thing here. We want to give plenty of highlight and time or limelight. I don't know. Certain kind of light to Mr. Tim Lee, one of our buddies, great musician in the area who does a lot of things, and you should be familiar with him. So he's got a new EP. We're going to talk about it. We had a nice long chat, me and Mr. Tim Lee there. So we're going to highlight his EP and what he's got going on, as well as another artist in the area named Andrew Wakefield.
Yeah, Tim has been upstate mainstay for a long time. He was back in the scene when he told me, we were talking about it, maybe there was two places to play in Greenville. You know what I'm talking about? There's no handlebar yet. Tim's been a mainstay for so long and still sounding great, still putting out music and albums.
Yeah. Like, and so, you know, me and Tim just wrapped up our conversation. Love Beats was finishing a gig out there. I think you said with Matt Fassis or...
I did a DJ gig today.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I played some Matt Fassis tunes though.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Upstate Music Mind. Yo, I love playing y'all's music. Like all of our artists that are on this show, Dr. Love Beats DJ y'all's music because I love it.
You know what? Okay. Speaking of that, we got to figure out a way to incorporate that more.
Yeah. Oh, here it is, dude. We could we'll do a party. I'll DJ a party and we'll do only Unpod guests.
Oh yeah.
Music for that whole party. And then be like, yo, like when I play Matt Fassis tune, be like, Matt Fassis, come back behind the booth and just have your booth. You know, it's like, dude, he's like the guest and is in the booth with us while we're playing their tracks or whatever.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I love playing my friends' music. That seems cool to me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So especially like when you're playing something and someone hasn't heard it yet, and then they ask you what it was or who it was, and you get to say, oh, that is, you know, someone from our fucking backyard, you know?
And my next thing, I've been talking to a few artists. I want to make some remixes of these local music.
Yes.
You know what? I've reached out to a few people, so Don't worry, Unpod. You're going to be the first one to know whenever it gets dropped.
That's right.
But I'm thinking like, dude, you guys, remix of your music, if you want me to do one, send it to me. Let's work together. Let's do it.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I remember you brought up something last week, I think. You did reach out to a artist who was going a little viral there, asking if you could remix his tune, right?
Absolutely.
Did he get back with you? What did he say?
100%. So I have gotten permission from the artist, Steve Eager, to cut a remix of his hit single Greenville, which I love, by the way. Some people really liked it, some people didn't really like it, but I told Steve, I was like, dude, don't worry, no matter what, this is a great song, and with your permission, I'd love to do a remix.
Yeah, so man.
Steve Eager gave me the permission.
You know, look, like all the haters out there, it's kind of the easy, you know, joke, and they were kind of hitting the low-hanging fruit, or so to speak. That's probably the wrong expression. Like, it's not like they got really creative with it, and they were just trying to be funny and insulting to... I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but the fact is, you could tell he's a real musician, and it's a catchy fucking song, and it's about our area. So show him some love, man. I mean, whether or not you like it or not, you shared it, you watched it multiple times, he got you.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's like the whole reason we have this pod is to talk about music we like. We usually we're not going to, in any situation, I don't want to spend time talking about stuff I don't like. So if you don't like it, then... that's okay. You don't have to like it, but just move on.
Exactly. And, you know, so I think that'll be a fun song to mess with and kind of spin in different ways since he's giving you the clearance. So
yeah, I DJ'd it last night at the party, like, you know, Steve Eager and Friends version.
I saw that. I saw your story there.
So I DJ'd it just regular last night, and my mind is going. So, Steve, it's in the works. Don't worry. You'll hear it before everybody else does, but it's in the works.
I can already hear, like, at least a punk rock version of it in my head right now.
Like, you know... y'all, April 20th, we will be playing this live. April 20th.
There it is.
Downtown Alive, Who Am I?
Who am I? Downtown Alive, you're going to hear.
You're going to hear Greenville in Greenville, y'all.
There it is.
That might be the first time live you've heard it. So.
All right, so since, you know, let's not spend too much time talking about the other artists, because we do have a double feature tonight.
Dude, feature and double flipping whammy of talent here. Absolutely. Like, we're not just like, each of these artists could have their own show easily.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tim has, to be honest with you, in the past. And Andrew, he's obviously a talented artist. He's outside of specifically Greenville, but he's been in South Carolina. He lives in the Asheville area. So, you know, we've had bands in that area, of course, on, and we're going to continue to, because that's still this region. And
that's called the upstate.
Right. The up,
still up.
Up and a little to the right.
Exactly. Up and a little to the right.
That's what she said or something. anyway, so yeah. First, I don't know. You know what? Let's go with what you're feeling here. Do you want to do Tim Lee first and talk about his new EP, or do you want to go ahead and get Andrew Wakefield?
You know, I want to talk about Tim because he's more fresh on the mind. I've been playing Thursday nights, first Thursday of the month. I've been playing with Tim.
Okay.
So I've been gigging with him. I've been playing a lot with the producer of his new album, so I'd love to talk about Tim Lee, man, and this new record he's got.
Well, you know, it's a six tracker. We go into detail here, so I don't want to be too redundant, but Ryan, me and Dr. Lovebeats were just downstairs with Tim before he left, and we're listening to one of the tracks off there, and solid, you know, production. It was a good, cool, like driving rock tune.
But raw. Yeah, he described raw. His music as raw. He's not polished. He's flipping Tim Lee, dude.
Well, yeah. So I guess, you know, me and Tim had about a 30-minute discussion there. Obviously, I'm going to have to edit that down a little bit to get everything in. But without further ado, let's go ahead and lay it on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is Tim time. We got Mr. Tim Lee back on the show. Give it up for Tim Lee. All right, Tim. Hey, man. It's been a little while since we've had a chat, so it's a pleasure seeing you again and getting a chat with you again, buddy. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but just say hello to... Why don't we start by saying hello to Unpod Nation again?
What's up, everyone? How y'all doing?
Tim's fixing his phone or something over here.
I was. I apologize.
We were just kind of catching up a little bit, doing a pre-show meeting, so to speak, but I am now holding in my hands the new Tim Lee EP. It is simply called Guitars, and he is Guitar Tim, so it's appropriate. We want to get into this. We're going to dive into this thing here in a little bit. But before we jump into your new EP, Tim, tell the folks what you've been up to, I guess, so to speak,
Since last time we chatted over the Jenny, I met a young lady named Carrie Lee Phillips, and we, formed a duo.
That's right.
And it is called Cashmere Possums.
Possums
without the O.
Okay.
We've been playing all over, man. I just rolled in today. We were in North Carolina Friday and Isle of Palms last night, and I just rolled in from that today.
Isle of Palms, okay.
Yeah, dude, it was sweet. If everybody knows where the Windjammer is, we played across the street, this little place called The Dinghy.
The Dinghy?
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a cool little joint.
Yeah,
we talk about Tim. Let me share a quick story.
Oh, dude, like I said,
I don't know
all the rabbit holes.
I don't know what this dude was doing. He would come up like every 3 or 4 minutes and throw change into the tip bucket. And when I say throw, I mean it was like. And this guy, I'm 6'1", and this guy was at least six five. he'd get right in front of Carrie and he'd stare. He just like look right in her eyes and then he'd go, wham. After about 6 or 7 times, I was like, dude, what are you doing, man?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I like what you're doing, man. I'm giving you some tips. And I was like, in change? I didn't really think, you know.
So, like, we're talking coins. We're talking, right. Like, ding, ding,
we're talking
like
about, we're talking about
noisy
hard,
ass coins.
Hard money.
Yeah.
So, anyway, end of the night, she gets a tip bucket to count it out. That jerk, that's right, folks, you heard me. That jerk. Put 14 John Kennedy 50 cent pieces in her tip bucket.
14.
Instead of $7, he put 14 50 cent pieces in that tip bucket. So I was just like, well, thank you, because I collect those anyway.
Oh, okay. So it worked out in the long
run. Yeah, it did. But it was so weird, man. Just the way he'd come up and just go, wham!
Yeah. So, well, you said he's a tall guy, maybe, and I almost said Kobe when he was shooting him in there. But maybe he's a basketball player. Maybe this is like a March Madness thing, and that's how he gets his fits.
And it was weird because, like, he came up and threw another couple in. He goes, I really like what y'all do. y'all come back to our island anytime you want to. It's like our island.
So that was Mr. Palms himself.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
But anyway, so that's what. So Carrie and I are playing everywhere, man. We're at.
And when you guys go see them, please do your standard dollar or Venmo format tip. Let's not get change again.
Soft money, folks.
Even if Tim collects the specific kind of change, we'd still prefer you not to cling the shit around.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It makes for some difficult counting.
You guys have been playing some shows together as the Cashmere Possums, so. Is there something here in the very near future that you'd like to highlight and tell people to come check you guys out?
Our next earliest show is Friday at the Pint Station in Easley, 7:00.
Okay, excellent.
But if I had to highlight anything, we are opening for a national act, Taylor Honeycutt. We're opening up for her at Doc's Tavern. That's on April the 8th, 8:00.
Okay.
We're going to have, it'll be Carrie, me, and have Jason Fricks and Clay Williamson, both from the Anna Lee Band. Anna's going to let us borrow them for that night.
Okay.
We'll do about an hour set and get things cranked up.
Okay. From the Anna Lee Band. See, that's another band that, honestly, when we were, I think before I interviewed Carrie, I kind of might have mixed them up a little bit. Because there's like Carrie Lee and Anna Lee and stuff like that. But right. I'm glad that they know each other. You guys all know each other.
Yeah.
So excellent. Yeah, Doc's Tavern. That's a cool spot. That's one of our newest sponsors. So I always want to show them a little extra love.
Oh, sweet. I knew that. Yeah, that's man. Awesome. Yeah, Bess does a great job, man.
Absolutely.
She's cool, too.
She had a vision, and she executed it, and things are going well out there. So
dude, awesome. She's putting up line arrays. How good is that going to sound, man?
Nice. Yes.
And I don't know. I was there last weekend. I went to see Jason Eady. What was his wife's name? I cannot remember her name to save my life. But anyway, I went to see them, and the sound was incredible, man.
Awesome.
The new sound guy was just on his game.
What's the new sound guy's name? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Jason Eady. That's all I remember.
Okay, yeah. Well, excellent, man. Yeah. I haven't actually had a chance to go out to Docs yet. I've interviewed them and heard from a bunch of musicians how great the scene is now out there.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah. Okay. So, the Cashmere Possums is one of Tim Lee's new projects here with Miss Carrie Lee. And that is not his daughter or his girlfriend. I don't know if you want me to keep that in there. I could take that out.
Courtney Patton. Sorry. I had to get in there. Courtney Patton.
Okay. Jason Eady and Courtney Patton.
Right. So,
okay.
So the Lee thing, man.
Yes.
L-E-I-G-H. That's hers.
Wow.
L-E-E.
Right. There's so many Lees.
Before she settled on Cashmere Possums, I wanted to go with Lee, not Lee.
I love that.
And she was just like, that looks kind of be a slam on you, wouldn't it? And I was like, well, it depends on whose name you put first.
Right, I know. You didn't let me explain.
But she came up with that, man. She sent me, I know you can't see it, folks, and I apologize.
Oh,
but
you can
if you go to Facebook and type in Cashmere Possums, you can see our logo for 2023. Carrie designed them. Did that right there. Isn't that pretty sweet?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Look at that.
Cashmere Possum with stars in his eyes.
I love the stars in the eyes, man. Yeah. So, okay. With the Cashmere Possums aside, I know we've kind of touched base on that. I really wanted to get into this EP, because you've been excited about this. We've been excited about getting you on and promoting the thing. So, I don't know if you want to kind of briefly go track by track here and get a little bit of description of the songs, or we can kind of do a basic overview first.
Okay.
It's 6 tracks total.
Mm-hmm.
So it's produced, I mean, I guess you and Joel McCrate, I guess, had hands in engineering and producing and getting it all mixed up together, right?
He did all the engineering.
Okay.
And I did probably 75% of the producing.
Well, I guess while we're name dropping here, let's get everybody that's involved. Mr. Russ Chapman on bass,
yes.
A name that we've said several times on the show and has a personal relationship with some of my former bandmates.
Yes.
We have Mr. Will James.
Will James has moved on to brighter pastures.
He has.
He is the lead guitarist for Pistols at Dawn.
Okay.
Which is now on tour with, they're opening for Alter Bridge.
Oh, wow.
And Wolfgang Van Halen Mammoth Deal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that is great. So you gave him the Tim Lee bump that
yes,
got him into
right.
the.
I called up Wolfie. I said, hey, man, I got this kid that wants to be a guitar player.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Okay, and then so also we have here is for some credits is 6 and 12 string acoustic guitars, electric, lap steel, and slide guitars.
Mm-hmm. There's difference.
They are very different. I always like, though, when I say tell people I play guitar, they're like, do you play electric or acoustic? And I'm like, I mean, yes.
Yes.
You know, it's like right. Some people think they are like actually completely different instruments. And then, again, once we have Joel McCrae here. Did he play some stuff, too?
He did. He played some keys, played some percussion.
Okay.
And he sang some backup.
Well, let's see here. I'm gonna say the track lists real quick, and then I'm going to ask you a couple specific questions here.
Okay.
So it starts off with Singing My Songs.
That is a song that I wrote.
Okay.
And it turned out to be more country than I thought it was going to be. I didn't sit down and go, I'm going to write a country song. It just kind of lent itself to that. You know, it's just a story about being on the road and
yeah.
thinking about home and trying to get back home, you know, that type of deal.
And that's kind of what you were just doing before you came to the studio today,
that's
right?
Exactly
you're
right,
literally
man.
Doing that, right?
That's exactly right. Burning up Interstate 26.
There you go, man. So, yes, from Singing My Songs, we go into Cindy Incidentally, which I fucking love that name.
So that is a cover. The
oh, okay.
Faces did that. And like, I'm going to say maybe 72 or 73. I was just going down the rabbit hole one night and that song popped up and I was like, okay, that's Rod Stewart singing what, you know, and I hit the phone and that the album cover popped up. That was The Faces.
Oh, okay.
The Ooh La La album, I think it is. And that's just, that song, it just rocks, man.
Oh, great. Okay.
I kind of beefed it up a little bit, but.
Naturally.
Yeah. Short, sweet little tune, but I love it, man.
Hell yeah. Okay. Excited to check that one out. Third up here, track number three is That's All Right.
Yes. Everybody associates that with Elvis, but it was we talked about this at the Genie because I did that over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
is that was penned by Arthur Big Boy Crudup, 51 or 2 or something like that. And I rocked it up. It's got a massive guitar solo on it and it's real loud and there's feedback and all that, and I kept saying, Joel, yeah, let's get the feedback out. And he said, nah, man, nah, this is a rocker. Nice and raw, leave it in there. So
there we go.
He played it for me about four or five times before I said, all right, fine, we'll just leave.
So that reminds me. So one of my biggest inspirations, honestly, is he's one of my cousins. His name's Mason Jennings. He's a successful folk artist, indie folk guy. But I remember a story that he told me is his very first album. I mean, he's all very folky, acoustic-based stuff, but His friend was like, dude, you don't have any balls on this album. Like, you gotta get one track with some balls. And so then he made this gritty ass kind of harder rock song, and like it ended up being a cool song, but it really kind of completed the puzzle, I guess, so to speak, for right. the EP. So I guess up next here is the one that you've been promoting initially out of the EP, I believe, correct? It's called You Got Lucky.
Yeah, that's a Tom Petty cover. Actually, I'm doing my arrangement slash a little bit of Blackberry Smoke's arrangement.
I feel like you did post about that song.
I did.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And then for track five, we have Ragged Old Guitar.
Yeah, that's an original tune. I did that on my first EP.
You wanted to change it a little bit or do a different spin on it? Or
no, I mean, it's the same one that was on the first EP. I just,
if it ain't broke, man.
Well, I just did, it didn't get enough traction for me. Actually, that's one of the most streamed on the album, man.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah,
so
that might be the one we end up picking here, I guess. I don't know.
Okay,
we won't reveal it yet. Here, we'll get to that in a sec. And then to wrap it up here is Dragging the Line.
That's Tommy James, man. And I played like 9 guitars on that track, man.
Oh, wow. At yeah, the same time.
It's ballsy.
Yeah.
No, nice. Not at the same time. I tried to, but it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
No, man. We were. So I told Joel when I told him I wanted the song, you know. I said, you want to listen to the original? He goes, no, 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 no. I said, okay, well, man, here's what I want. And I did. I looked and I went, I want, you know, I mean, and so we took like a seven, early 70 something Les Paul through a Marshall, just.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to ask about the artwork on the exterior.
So I had that. That was photographed by a good friend of mine named McKelvey Wilder.
McKelvey.
McKelvey's a killer piano player and singer. He plays with me sometimes in the Tim Lee Band.
Okay.
Chuck Chapman, you know Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Chuck did that logo for me.
So that's what I was going to say too. I mean, I remember I think it was before we even had a chance to interview you maybe, but It must have been on Palmetto Showcase or something when there was a show date. But I saw that symbol and then I was like, yo, look at that. And it was yours. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, it's Tim's logo.
Yeah, man. Chuck, I found that. It was just like a, what they call them, JPGs or whatever, of a peace sign.
Yeah.
And I took it over to Chuck and I said, hey, man, I said, can you put a Taylor headstock and a Telecaster headstock on the other one? He said, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So he did that, man. And yeah, dude. Yeah.
And there's literally the two guitars I got laid up. I got a Taylor.
There it is, man.
That's awesome because it's, for everybody that doesn't know, it's a peace symbol. And then the guitars come up like the fretboards are the fingers at the top. So yeah. It's a cool little symbol.
Let me say this for, because I will forget. All right. So okay. I can't think of enough. Russ Chapman, man. I've played with a bunch of bass players, great ones. And I'm not saying this to slight any of them, but. Dude, you talk about just rock solid in the pocket, man. It's not punch. Let's do it over. I mean, he's a one taker, man.
Yeah.
And Will, it's interesting to listen to. And he's a metal guy, man. Guitar, drums, he's a, you know. Yeah. But it's interesting to hear him vary his styles on each one of those songs, you know.
Well, that's great, man. And we're excited for you because, like you said, this has been something in the works, and that you've promoted on multi platforms, and we can save the side stories for off the
yeah,
record.
That's but right. Let's do that. My mom wants to listen to this.
Yes, no, but we're happy to get you on and to promote this new material for you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here, man.
So I guess out of these tracks, is there one that we'd like to highlight specifically and play on the air here?
Play a little bit of Singing My Songs.
Okay.
Since that's track number one, and that's my single.
Okay.
So let's play a little bit of that. Sterling Waite. Forgot to mention him. Sterling Waite plays fiddle on that tune.
Sterling Waite. Yes, okay. Sir. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. And so we were just talking about him and the Reedy River String Band there earlier.
I called him up and I said, hey, man. I said, here's this tune. I said, I need you to take the second half of the solo. And I said, and fill the rest of the song. And, man, it wasn't. A few hours later, he sent it back. And I was like,
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Nice. Have you had a chance to work with him before?
I have. We've done a couple of shows together, and you know, we've done some jams here and there.
Some people just got it.
He
like
does,
that,
man. I just love the guy, man. He's just a good dude.
He could probably play that thumb piano first track too.
We were just
fiddling,
man,
with this little kalimba thumb piano earlier before we recorded. I bet you he's a rock star on that as well.
Probably is. Yeah. So let's do the Singing My Songs first.
Singing My Songs? All right.
Try that and at least let it play through the solo so you can hear.
Oh, Sterling. Absolutely. Well, here you go, folks. Here it is. Singing My Songs. Tim Lee.
Last night show behind me, diesel engine whine, wheels keep rolling. Moving on. Making music for a living, ain't for the faint of heart. You're getting up to the feeling that can tear your world apart. I keep rolling. Moving on. But it's a lie. Singing my songs, songs about the good times, songs about the bad, songs about the heartaches of love that we had, songs about drinking her memory away, songs about her never coming home to stay. Carolina on my mind. Got a little time to kill. Gonna cut up that white line. It keeps me going. Moving on. Yes, I keep going.
there was the first track off of Tim Lee's new EP, Guitars. Hope you guys enjoyed the tunes. I always enjoy Tim coming by. I guess it's the first time you come by, but I always enjoy talking with Tim. And the deluxe setup of That's the studio. Man.
The almost palatial studios.
We have the mood lighting. We have the guitars, thumb piano. We got everything you need here. We got the whatever the hell Asian background thing this is. Since I'm half Asian, I get to claim some shit that I probably shouldn't. But yeah, no, Tim.
One of the greatest compliments I think I've ever gotten was from Nine, from the Rob's Jim McDonald.
Yeah, yeah.
He come up to me at Tribbles with Nine. He goes, man, he said, I'm digging your EP. He said, you do a haunting version of haunting. You Got Lucky.
Nice.
And I was just like, man, you know, and I just really, you know, it spoke to my heart, man. You know, yeah. he got into it that much.
I mean, that is a powerful adjective. It really is.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like you could say, oh, it was good. It was, you know, whatever, like all the other generic adjectives, but haunting means it really was impactful.
And so he talked about, you know, he could hear the raspiness, not just rasp, but not just that, but like kind of the pain and kind of the gloating. Cause I mean, you know, it's like you got lucky when I found you, kind of the gloating in my voice, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was really complimentary about it, man.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, on your new EP, is there anything else regarding the EP that you'd like to relay? Obviously, we want everybody to get a chance to get a copy, so how can they do that?
It's a couple ways. You can hit me up Facebook or Messenger or whatever and order it, and I'll be glad to send it to you. If you want to Venmo me at tim-lee-174 with the address, I'll get it to you ASAP. Or, you know, you can go to all those rip-off platforms and stream it.
Right, yeah, if you have
I'll get like a 0.00017 cent sometime.
Right, hey, you know what? It's almost better than flicking a half dollar into your bucket.
It really is. That's just. Yeah. But, you know, hey, look, man, Mom, close your ears on this one. they got us by the balls, man, you know? I mean, really, and That's why I printed hard copies because I need to recoup my investment, you know?
Right.
And
it's
like we talked earlier, the next record I'm going to do, I'm really leaning toward printing some vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been on vinyl. I've been on cassette.
There you go.
You know? But I've never been on vinyl, so that's something that I want to do. You know,
I've never professionally been on cassette, but in the early days where I thought I was becoming maybe a musician or whatever, and I had these tunes in my head. I really hope I can burn these if I ever find them because I don't want to listen to this shit. But me like singing right. melodies and stuff on a recorded cassette tape. Oh, it's probably the worst shit ever.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully I don't stumble upon those. But yeah. So Tim Lee, man. We got the new material out there. We talked about some Cashmere Possums. I know that's kind of the main two points, but I mean, like I said, we can kind of go wherever, man. Is there any other things going on?
So we're going to try to get that record written and,
so maybe
get out and try to tour it around the Southeast and promote it, you know, just like in the good old days.
Yeah, man. Let's take it back.
Load up a van and...
They say it's cyclical, right? Like life, trends, and music. I feel like they say that's kind of cyclical. So maybe we're going to get back to those days, the good old days.
I hope so, man. You know, we were talking earlier. I've seen several men. Every time I interviewed him, I talk about this guy because he does such a great job. Tribbles, man, he has been on fire the last month of bringing acts in, you know, and I was just telling you, those bands I saw, and that's what they're doing.
I mean, Ken Tribble.
He got people coming in vans, you know, sleep in the van. One guy drives, everybody sleeps, and they just go boom, boom, town to town to town, man. out there playing the teams, getting it done, you know?
Well, and Ken is also, he's co-hosting the UMAs this year, the Upstate Music Awards. I saw him and,
Ashton Reed.
Yeah, Ashton Reed. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that should be entertaining.
I'm a regular on Mondays. I go to trivia at Tribbles.
Yeah.
So several weeks, probably been five or so now, I was co-hosting and we were talking in between rounds and Tribble goes, he said, you're not going to believe this, man. He says, guess who's co-hosting the Upstate Music Award this year? And I'm just like, you're not. And I said, boy, I said, who got in a room together and said, hey, let's give Ken Tribble a microphone?
Yeah.
Well, you so know. I can't wait, man. You going?
Yo, absolutely. Oh, we're going. Dude. Yeah.
Well, I'll see you there, man.
Okay. I mean, I will definitely link
Carrie
up there.
Carrie and I are going to bust in there. We're trying to get some possum jackets.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
And she wants
some star glasses. Right,
but
star.
she wants to do pink, man. I'm sorry.
Pink?
I just don't do, she loves, I just don't. I'm just not a pink guy, man.
So. Well, you know, you got to go in there. You got to come in some style or do something different,
yeah,
right?
We're trying to figure it out. Yeah, I mean, her budget's a lot bigger than mine.
Yeah.
So,
Well, honestly, me and Dr. Love Beats are probably going to roll in there together too. And we're thinking about, I mean, I made this joke last year, but I think we might actually do it this year and rent some like Dumb and Dumber tuxedos, like the blue and the orange cream.
Dude, that's the first thing I said that I was going to do. Get the orange
really?
One, man. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
That'll be fucking fun. What is
top hat, freaking yes. cane. Heck yeah. Man.
I'll get some breath spray and spray it in people's faces and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'll bring a fucking like stuffed owl with me or something. Like, you know, just go all out.
Who invited those guys?
It's like that must be the upset music mic guys.
Come in too, man.
All right, yeah, man. Well, I guess if that's gonna about be it, man, we can let you get rolling. But I do appreciate you coming by the studio.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Absolutely. And again, go get Tim Lee's new EP Guitars.
Please.
And go ahead and tell them again where they can get that and how they can reach you.
Okay, so you can hit me up on Facebook. It's like Facebook.com/ Timothy Lee, not Timothy J. Some dude in Nigeria stole that from me, and I don't want it back that bad.
Oh.
So it's just Timothy J. It unfortunately has the same picture, but leave the initial out. Facebook/ Timothy Lee.
He used your picture. This other T.
Yeah,
Timothy J. What?
Yeah, his name is not Timothy. He's just using my account.
But and he gets 0.00001 cents per stream.
He probably does. But yeah, if you can do that and just send me your mail and address, it's the CD is $10. You can send it to Tim-Lee-174. That's Venmo.
And if you use the Umpod promo code Umpod, you get it for $8. I'm just kidding. I'll take that out. Sorry.
Well, here's
I was going to talk to you about it earlier.
So here's a bonus. If you order it that way, you'll get the CD, the hard copy that has 6 tracks on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stream it, it only has 5.
Right.
So the second original is kind of like a bonus track I put on there.
Okay, I got you.
I got an email the other day from DistroKid. And they told me that I was now streaming on Deezer.
Deezer, yes.
You ever heard that?
Deezer nuts. I'm just kidding.
See, I know you. I was like, he's going to say that. But no, it was. I was like, Deezer.
So, no, actually, we have some stats on Deezer as well.
Okay.
I guess it's one of them kind of mid-tier, kind of popular streaming platforms.
What I did, man, is like when I filled the DistroKid thing out, I checked every one of them.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, why not?
It's free. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah,
it's on all those streaming services.
Okay, excellent. Go get yourself a copy. You can stream it, but we, like we said earlier, let's keep it old school and let's give back to the musicians more so than the streaming services do. And go get yourself a real hard copy. Tim Lee, guitars, Mr. Tim Lee in the studio again. Thanks for coming by, Tim.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, buddy. So that was Tim Lee. Always a pleasure. Such a good guy and talented musician. We love Tim. So go support him. Go get that album, man. Go support him. We're taking it old school, like we said. You know.
Yeah, I love, dude. I learned something new from hearing that too, dude. Like I've been hanging out with Tim, like learning something new about that record. I've loved that record. It sounds great. It's still fresh. Just came out.
That's right.
Y'all go get you a physical copy or go stream it.
Right. Right. Either way. He will, and we will appreciate that. But like we said, we think things are cyclical, and maybe the records are coming back into style.
That's
right. We sure hope so. All right, so let's go ahead and introduce the next artist here, and his name is Andrew Wakefield. And yes, I did ask him about Weezer during the interview.
My name's Wakefield.
So anyway, I had to drop that. I would go there.
Thank you for doing that because my mind was going Wakefield, yes. Wakefield. And I knew if flipping Ryan Stearns was going to be on top of it.
You knew it.
I was already there.
That's right. I hate to be predictable, but at least I can pronounce the word sometimes. all right. So yeah, we'll just go ahead and jump right in, I guess, to Mr. Andrew Wakefield and his bluegrass-ish.
His name's Wakefield-ish.
Hello.
Hey, Andrew, it's Ryan Stearns from the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us, and appreciate you reaching out, man. We had a bunch of entries. It took a little while to sort through, so we appreciate your patience, and we really are digging your style, man, so we wanted to get you on as early as we could. Before we jump into it, I guess if you want to give a little bit of a brief description of your sound for everybody who hasn't heard you yet before, what's your mini bio, your Tinder bio?
I would say it's bluegrass. You could say it's bluegrass or Americana, but bluegrass. The record that I'm about to put out is called Bluegrass-ish.
Bluegrass-ish.
Yeah, I decided to call it that because it kind of describes the genre. People ask me what kind of music I play, and I say it's bluegrass-ish.
Okay, it's always hard to, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself into a specific thing and all that stuff. So that's why I try to keep it open up for everybody here who comes on. As far as bluegrass-ish, what are your summer inspirations that kind of formulated your sound?
My earliest influences were classic rock and world music and all kinds of stuff like that. And then I started getting into bluegrass a few years ago, and now I'm obsessed with it. So some of my favorite bluegrass bands are, I like anything Tony Rice did. I like David Greer. He's a really good guitarist. There's like a whole group of all-stars. There's like Tony Rice, Bela Fleck, why am I drawing a blank? Sam Bush, David Grisman.
Excellent.
The greats.
Have you had a chance to play with anybody that's inspired you along the way, or any other acts that are kind of in your ballpark there?
We got to play with Molly Tuttle and Ketch Secor of Old Crow, which was really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice,
that
man.
That was right here in Chimney Rock, actually. But we opened up for them, and they had us come up and play a few songs with them, which was pretty epic.
That sounds like a great time, man. So you said in Chimney Rock, is that that's your basis, I guess, where you're based out of?
I live in Chimney Rock, yeah, with my fiance, but I play mostly in Asheville.
Okay. I don't get to trek out to Asheville as much as I'd like to. I got a couple jobs here and two kids and all that, but Asheville's always a great scene when I do get a chance to go.
It is. I moved here. I was in South Carolina right before here. I was living in Traveler's Rest.
Okay.
And my buddy Adam and Jake Bachman, they're brothers. They're in the band The Well Drinkers. And
yeah, man.
Playing Greenville.
Dude, okay, excellent. So. We had them on, I want to say, first season, so a little while ago. But yeah, those guys fucking rock, man.
They're awesome. Good guys, good musicians.
And did you meet them just from being a musician in the scene? Or is there a story there?
Well, I used to play with Adam in a band called Seinfin, a now defunct band called Seinfin, and we did that. That was about 4 years ago, and I think Adam was just getting started with his brother with the Well Drinkers, and I played a gig or two with them. And then I moved to California, and then as soon as I came back, I just started gigging with them, and it's been the Well Drinkers ever since.
Nice. I guess as far as playing, man, I know you're kind of based out in that area, but as far as in the upstate general, this kind of vicinity, are there any venues that you played recently or anything that you have coming up maybe in the near future that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we play at Freight Yard. We play at the Velo Fellow in Greenville. We play at Fire Forge. We play at I think we have a radio room.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, we've had all those venues on except for Freight Yard, actually. So we try to feature venues as much as we can as well. But do you know what's kind of the vibe of Freight Yard? It seems like a cool area.
It's a cool spot. It's outdoor, and there's a big stage, and there's a good sound system and good sound guy, and people are just in a good mood drinking, and it's nice unless it's cold or it rains. It's
very nice. Right. I saw they made some sort of announcement recently on social media. I don't know if they like launched a new stage area or something like that, but I saw them promoting something recently. But anyway, so Andrew, yeah, let's dive into the music, man. We normally play a track or two from the artists that we feature. Is there a specific track that kind of embodies your sound, or maybe a newer release you're excited about that you'd like to play on the air?
I have one track up right now, and I'm about to release a record on the 31st.
Oh, excellent.
I wanted to find something online. You just have that one song. It's called My Friend. But if you wait till the 31st, then there's going to be a whole new record.
Okay, so the 31st, you're going to get a dose of some new Andrew Wakefield tunes for you.
Down at me, tell me, brother, what do you see? Say, man, that's a mighty nice ring. I ain't got no fancy thing. Church today, didn't hear a single word the preacher say. I was just thinking about where I'm gonna go when a woman finds out I ain't got no dough.
Okay, yeah, so that was the track from Mr. Andrew Wakefield, and like he said, he's got some new stuff dropping here in just about a week and a half. These episodes release Monday, so the 31st, do you have a title for that? Or?
Yeah, the record is called Bluegrass-ish.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, you said that at the beginning, gotcha. That's probably going to be the name of this episode. We've said it about five times. Cool. So.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, Andrew, I'm sure that you've played, this is, I have to ask this cause I get super corny and stuff. Have you ever covered Weezer before?
Yeah, I used to cover Weezer, back in the day. I haven't done it in forever, but, the Well Drinkers has this jam that we do. We call it the Island Jam, and it's the exact same chords as, the Sweater song.
There you go.
So sometimes I'll hum that to myself while we're playing it. But no, we haven't covered it. But I used to back in the day.
I don't know if you knew where I was going with that. Like, because your last name, man, I don't know. My name is Wakefield.
My name is Wakefield. Yeah.
I just feel like that would give an extra oomph if your name actually was Wakefield, you know.
Got a box full of your toys.
Yeah, my old band, man, we were 90s alternative covers, bass. And then, you know, our style kind of reflected that too. So I had to name drop a 90s alt rock band for you.
That's great.
Those guys are still rocking and playing, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the Blue album is one of my favorites, man.
Yeah, Blue-ish, Bluegrass-ish. We got all shades here today for you.
There we go.
Yeah, Andrew, I know we've kind of hit all the bases here, man. Is there anything else you'd kind of like to relay before we start wrapping up?
I don't think so. I will say that if you are somewhere near a place that sells Relics magazine on April 1st, get out there and grab one, because my track is going to be in the artist sampler, and there's also going to be a little blurb about the record in there.
Oh, excellent. Okay, you said Relics magazine?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this is not, you're not pulling a joke on us, right? You said April 1st, so.
April 1st, but no fooling.
Gotcha, man. Excellent. Okay, that's exciting. Yeah, we're going to announce something on either this episode or next as well. We were reached out to by South Carolina Voyager magazine. They're going to do a little piece on us, so. It's always exciting to get the extra press, but yeah, Andrew, I appreciate you taking time out of your day, like I said, and I think we've kind of given all the people all the information they need other than where they can check you out, man. What's your website? What's your social media handles? All that good stuff.
Go to andrewwakefield.net, and I'm on the Facebook and Instagram. It's Wakefield Music, and if you search Wakefield Music on YouTube, I'm also there.
All right. Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Mr. Andrew Wakefield. Go check him out. Go get his new material dropping on the 31st and check out his article on April 1st as well. Get some more inside details on what he's got going on. Andrew, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. A-dubs. That was Andrew Wakefield.
So now I have a new artist I'm going to start listening to.
There you go, man. And it was cool. And he was starting to talk to us about the Well Drinkers connection that he had there too. Of course, another talented bluegrass band. Of course.
Yeah, I love Well Drinkers. Adam and I used to gig together a good bit. He's easily like one of the best at what he does.
Oh yeah.
100%. So good.
The Bachman Bros.
The Bachman Bros.
And don't forget the forgotten Bachman Bro. What was that fucker's name? Tal Bachman or something? You remember? He was a one-hit wonder in the late 90s. Oh, God. It was like, she's so high above me.
She's so lovely. She's so high. Dude, you won't,
there it was. There
you
it
won't
was.
Believe this, but you'll appreciate this. I worked with somebody at the arena who could hit that falsetto note. He would hit random ones, and then I was like, dude, sing this song. And I was like, what is that? I couldn't remember the name. And I was like, Bachman.
There it is. Yeah. Do you remember? Is it Tal? Isn't it something kind of weird like that? Tal Bachman?
That sounds about right. One hit wonder. Yeah. And it was on every like teen movie in the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
And on our old mixtapes, I'm sure.
And definitely on the mixtape.
Talking to girls that we like. I guess the most famous falsetto, high-pitched kind of songs to talk about is that one. There's the Rick Ansley. Why can't I think of the name of the fucking song? You know what I'm talking about. It's always the meme, dude. It's the one that everybody shares. Like, you got...
It's not Rick Ash... Not Rick Roll.
Yes.
Rick Astley?
Yeah. Rick Astley.
I'm never gonna give you love. Yes. Never gonna let you... Dude, I played that song last night, too.
You did?
So, yeah, Rick Astley.
Doesn't he... It's the really high pitch in the end of the chorus.
Sometimes I'm gonna try to... Oh, this way. Yeah, I kind of Michael McDonald it, but you're right. Yes. Okay, my bad. We're the horse together for so long.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
And this way. Okay, I still Michael McDonald it. Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't think of it, dude.
I saw him. He came to the arena. They did that song twice. They did that song twice. I'm serious.
Can you name another song of his, unfortunately?
It sounds very similar. He played one other song. He played three songs that night. He played two songs that hit, and then one other one, and then that other one sounded very similar to this.
All right, so yeah, and then probably a Whitney Houston song or Mariah Carey, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, probably Mariah.
And if you don't know falsetto, I guess we should define that, but I'm sure people generally know what that is. It's when you access your voice, your girl voice, basically, your higher pitch.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
100%. Prince does it a lot. Maroon 5 does it a bunch.
Okay. So, yeah. Actually, yeah. Before we jump in to this day in music.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The UMAs, the Upstate Music Awards, are April 2nd at the Peace Center.
Get your free ticket.
Get your free tickets. If there are any left, they actually were getting close to running out. So go get them.
Think about how
still available.
Sold out Peace Center.
Yeah. Did you get, if you didn't get your ticket, Ryan?
I was actually one of the first people to,
Okay, because I reserved two, just in case you didn't.
But thank goodness.
Johnny Keys might come. I mean, obviously he's busy, but if he can make it, that'd be great. But I do have two.
Wes Gilliam has taught me to get tickets. As soon as Wes puts an event up, I'm going to have to get a ticket immediately.
Okay, awesome. All right. And we might rock the Dumb and Dumber tuxes if we can find them in time and afford them.
Or if any unpodders want to make us a Dumb and Dumber tux.
Oh, yeah, please.
I know there's talent out there.
Yeah, well, they don't need to be tailor-made.
Yeah,
You won't be fine. But just generally speaking, I'm 5'10", 170, 165, and Ryan is taller than me for sure.
Yeah, do something like 6'2"-ish, and then even if it's not, then we'll just have fun with it anyway.
Right, that'll be funnier, actually, if it doesn't fit
exactly.
us.
Exactly. So anything you do, if you just have a good attitude and a good heart about it, it's going
to
be great.
And then you might even just be my plus one.
100%. You get us tuxes, we got you a pass in.
The UMA's April 2nd. Go ahead and get your tickets while they're still available. If they're not, go ahead and sneak on in. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Absolutely. That would probably be an okay show to sneak into.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump in.
Let's dive into it, man.
Let's go ahead and make a splash. And
we'll do it in a falsetto. 1, 2, 3. This
music. That wasn't terrible.
I was off key.
We didn't establish a key. We didn't even know where we were going. But
autotune.
This day music, baby. Yeah, I'll throw that autotune on there. Then we'll sound like T-Pain. All right.
Yeah.
Shout out. So it is March 20th. As long as I picked the right day, and let me just double check. Yes, I did.
March 20th.
This is kind of interesting here.
Haha.
In 1993, Jamaican artist Shaggy, real name Orville Richard Burrell, actually. Interesting.
Orville.
Saw his debut single, O Carolina, top the pop chart.
Okay.
So it was actually a cover of a 1960 Prince Buster produced ska hit by the Folks Brothers. Wow, that's a lot of stuff I didn't expect to read there. But anyway, Shaggy, I don't know the song "O Carolina."
We're gonna have to listen to it being Carolina.
I think we have to. Absolutely.
So thank you. All right, we're gonna listen to this. Let you know we hear about it next week.
Yeah, we will. Please let's not forget that because I want to hear that shit. But his most famous probably song is "Call Me on the Counter." It wasn't me. can you do a Shaggy impression? Like he's got a. There we go. So if a name didn't ring a bell, that right there should have for you. All right, so let's see what else happened on March 20th.
Yes, absolutely. If our own potters haven't realized already, I'm excellent reader. So this is some Love Beats reading session, and it's like story time and like Mother Goose or something.
Yeah.
You just look forward to this me reading stuff.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's do this one.
Yeah, I was like, I recognize this guy's name. I know how to say this, and I like this. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, on March 20th, 2017, your boy Ed Sheeran reached the summit of the UK singles chart with Shape of You.
He does a lot of falsetto, actually, speaking of.
He does a whole bunch of falsetto.
Yeah.
Like,
that wasn't anything close to it, but yeah.
I'm in love. In December 2018 became the first song to hit 2 billion streams. That's a B, people, on Spotify. To date, it is the most streamed song on the music platform.
Dude,
that's
the most streamed song on the entire Spotify platform. That's crazy.
I did not know that. Did Umpod, y'all, how many of y'all knew that? That is so crazy.
Raise your hands. Wow.
2 billion.
Right, yeah. No, that's cool. That's quite the accomplishment there.
You are.
I guess real quick, on March 20th, 1977, glam rock pioneers T-Rex played their final concert at the Locarno in Portsmouth, UK. I lived in Portsmouth, Virginia.
I'm late to the party. I just started listening to T-Rex, and I actually I already knew that song "Ring the Gong," but now I like deeper track stuff. Like,
oh, okay,
"Children of the Revolution" is like one of my new favorite songs.
Oh,
so.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah, I kind of got turned on to them through that Taylor Hawkins tribute. They did that song.
Well, also on March 20th, 1960, Elvis Presley. He's always on here, but we don't like to just overdo Elvis and Beatles and Rolling Stones like they always put these. But this one's kind of interesting. Began his first recording session 18 days after his discharge from the U.S. Army.
So these
happened at RCA Studios in Nashville, where the Memphis singer cut the soon to be number one comeback single "Stuck on You," not "Shape of You," but "Stuck on You," and that's currently the number's 300 millionth ranked song on Spotify.
And you know, if they would have count record plays, he would have been over 2 billion. So
right. He's, you know, grandfather in those numbers. Let's get to some birthdays.
Absolutely.
Here we go. We got some.
Oh, I see one I want to say right here.
All right, here we go.
Born on this day in 1936, reggae legend Lee Scratch Perry, y'all.
Lee Scratch Perry.
You know I love that reggae music.
They call me Perry. So we have some other ones. I don't know the band Go West, but a man named Richard Drummey played, and I would assume he played drums, but that's probably wrong.
You know, there's I'm pretty sure it's like in reggae music they call like the bass player the bassy and the drummer the drummy. So I wonder if they're reggae.
Okay, so
music.
That's the okay. That's the other thing we have to look up after this is Go West.
Go West. Okay, and then, so this is might be both reggae music.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Shaggy, O Carolina, and Go West. Okay, mental notes.
Okay, also born on March 20th. Is Alex Kapranos, which I'm assuming he's Greek. That sounds pretty Greek. And he's in the band Franz Ferdinand, which is not a sounding Greek name. Greek sounding name.
They're about to go on tour with Pixies this summer. I saw that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's kind of cool. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. All right. Do you want to read the last one here, bud?
Yeah. I'm a big fan. Chester from Linkin Park was also born on this day. Rest in peace. Shout out to Linkin Park. I really flipping love them.
Yes, sir. All right, well, that will wrap up this day in music.
Da, ha.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was trying to falsetto it again.
I did hear that. So, yeah, Ryan, instead of, doing the actual rundown of the schedule, since we've had a jam-packed episode, where should they go to check it out?
Just go see some music this week. You can pick a place. Eric Weiler's having his birthday bash at Old School Tavern. I'm going to just say it. Sun Dogs and Night Owls are going to be playing somewhere.
They will be.
Shout out to Sun Dogs. They hit us up, so listening to the show. Thank y'all for listening. And And if y'all are playing, then that means the Night Owls are playing. And we would love to have y'all both on the show.
I think we have to do that, actually.
At the same time.
So Sun Dogs, we've already planned on getting them on soon regardless, but let's go and reach out to the Night Owls and maybe do I don't know what you would call that,
combo?
We call it like Night and Day or... We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But
Eclipse. Yeah, something.
The eclipse. Right. Okay. I like it.
but you know where music. If you've been listening to the show, you know where the places are to go
see
music,
and you know where to find them. And that's at
we've given you
PalmettoShowcase.com.
PalmettoShowcase.com. Your tools are in y'all's hands. We're training y'all up to go see music without us telling you. Like when we have time off and we don't have to put an episode out, y'all need to find music on your own, and you have the tools.
And also, if you have dates specifically, if you're musicians out there listening, send us your dates, and we can read them on the show. We can do it that way, too.
You got a special show, you're listening to the show, and you want us to give your show a shout-out, we work together. If you're listening to the show and you want us to get your content out there, that's what we're here for.
Right.
Because you're going to get our content out there. We work together.
We do. And we want you guys to succeed. We want the show to be successful. We want everybody to grow together. The scene is worth it, and I think it's inevitable that... it is going to get there. We're going to reach that next level. We're getting there, man.
Yeah, we don't have a show without y'all. So thank y'all for listening.
And also go ahead and refer to that last episode where we gave a shout out to all those artists. We do appreciate your patience and we appreciate you reaching out. And we're trying to get everything locked and loaded and scheduled appropriately for the season. Stay tuned. We got a lot of great artists coming up for you.
Keep listening. Content is the artists galore. Go find some new artists and keep on sending new artists to us.
That's right. All right. Love Beats. RC Cola, you got anything else, man, before we sign off?
Dude, at Dr. Love Beats, come follow me. Find out where I'm playing. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for being a part of the music scene. RC Cola, thank you for having me in the studio, bud.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace out.